Harsher fines and more restrictions could be on the cards for freedom campers as the government tries to flush out the bad behaving ones. On a trip to Queenstown today, the tourism minister announced a crackdown on some campers. Tourism reporter Tess Brunton was there.
Earlier this year, Tourism Minister Stuart Nash called for non-self-contained camper vans to be banned. Today's announcement signals a backtrack, but he says the new rules are pragmatic and are the result of public consultation.
The thing that we really want to stop is people driving around in these vans. They call them sliders. Apparently they call them sliders because you can hear the door slide open in the middle of the night as someone goes out to go to the toilet and close again. We wanted these sorts of people to be only camping in areas where there are proper facilities, not on the sides of the roads, not on the lakefront where there are no facilities, and therefore they had no option but to do whatever they did in an area that was really not where we wanted people to do those sort of stuff.
The new legislation means freedom campers will need to be in a certified self-contained vehicle with a fixed toilet to stay overnight on council land unless they have designated areas. Those who don't comply will face harsher penalties with fines of up to $1,000, replacing the current $200 fee. The government has committed $10 million to support local councils through the transition, to develop local bylaws and educate freedom campers.
Plumbers, gas fitters and drain layers are going to take over this regime, and there is going to be a register. So when people are going around with these new green stickers as opposed to those blue stickers, which I'm told you can buy at the back of a youth hostel, they will be gone in 2 years' time. So despite the fact we've spent, I think, about $25 million on freedom camping infrastructure since 2018, we've got a bit of a way to go.
The number of freedom campers has grown significantly since the early 2000s, peaking at 245,000 in 2019. When Jim Bolt was first elected mayor of Queenstown Lakes in 2016, he says freedom camping was out of control. The local council, he says, has made a lot of progress since then.
I think we probably got 60-70% of where we wanted to go to. This will take it to where we really want to get to.
This won't be the end of freedom camping in the Queenstown Lakes.
Freedom campers are welcome in our district, providing they obey the rules and they're in appropriate vehicles.
Wanaka resident Debbie remembers finding unpleasant surprises around her community and its tracks.
You find toilet paper and all sorts of stuff around, and it's not good.
She hopes the new rules will stamp that out.
There's tons of places that people can freedom camp. We also have to think about our commercial aspect of the people who take on campers for a living. And then we have, in the past, people been able to kind of abuse that and just park freely.
Rolleston resident and New Zealand Motor Caravan Association member David supports the rules. He will happily see the end of smaller vehicles that have a certificate with a toilet in a box that's used once in a blue moon.
I'm not in favour of those people destroying it for the true freedom camper who complies with regulations and is fully self-contained.
Stuart Nash isn't expecting a rush of tourists once the borders reopen, saying the isolation requirement will mean only those who can afford the time and money will travel.
But that's what we've put in place. But from where we move to a point where just tourists come in and they get off the plane and they jump in a car and they travel down to Queenstown or Napier or wherever, you know, there's still a little bit of work to do before we get there.
The new legislation will be brought to Parliament next year.